At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, once again, committee gets it wrong. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Stop if you've heard that. We're thankfully, three of these are down. We only have three more to go, Pearl, because I can't take it. College football playoff rankings is what I'm talking about. Good morning. Once again, Notre Dame getting that Notre Dame bump. You know,
they don't even need a bump now. They're in. Pencil them in. And
I'm fine with them being in. And Notre Dame right now is at 9, and it looks like that's where they're going to stay, which is, you know, a little bit tough because the 8-9 matchup in the college football playoff ranking is very, very important for one reason. So the top four seeds get a bye. The next four get home games, get to host home games. And then the next four have to go to those campuses and they have to play. So you really want to be the 8 and not the 9 if we're being honest. But Notre Dame, yeah.
But all that's probably going to change a bunch of times after the conference title games, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's true. And again, the conference title games are now a thing that are sort of up in the air right now. But Notre Dame being ahead of Alabama falling to 10, I was absolutely stunned by. And you have Miami now creeping back into the conversation at 13, Pearl, even though they are very much a long shot to make it to the ACC championship game. And then the other headline that I think came out of last night, my biggest thing is Alabama dropping. I know we want to talk about Notre Dame for sure. I could not believe they dropped 6 spots for losing by 2 points at home to another ranked team.
Bama?
Yes.
Yeah, but still, don't you think that they have a good path in?
Yeah, that's fine. And there's even a path where maybe they still make it to the SEC championship game. But I just ask you, what is the committee looking at when Alabama has 4 wins against the top 25 and they have more top 25 wins than Ole Miss, Oregon, and Notre Dame combined, all teams that are ranked now ahead of Alabama? And it's funny because you are usually the Alabama stand around here, outraged on behalf of Alabama. Not a place I thought I'd be.
Well, I just think that I think the committee is very pragmatic, and they say, you know, they want to send messages. They know Alabama's perfectly safe unless Auburn just shocks them. So I think they're like, well, we can put them down there and pretend that we care about strength of schedule or strength of victory or strength of loss or anything.
Yeah, they don't care about any of that.
But I think as long as they're safe, I don't think there's any fear there because 10 is like the last spot where you're really safe. Because at 11 and 12 will be automatic qualifiers and things like that.
Yeah, the ACC champion, the group of 5 champion, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You make a good point. But to me, it doesn't seem...
have to go on the road now. They shouldn't have to do that if the rankings, you know, hold.
Right, but I feel like as long as you're in the field, that is not such a big deal. That's funny to me. That was not the most shocking, but impactful. You have to look at the teams that are going to get out. Like to me, I view it as if you're in, you're in. That I understand you're getting much deeper into what actually happens once you get in.
Yeah, that's what the committee's supposed to do, Pearl. They're supposed to look deeper into what actually happened on the field.
But the real debate is always going to be who's the 13th team. Or who's the last team out? And that's really what I think you have to watch the messaging. Because let's face it, you mentioned Miami is still in a really tough spot because of the way the ACC, they're not probably not going to make the ACC championship game. So are they high enough to get in despite that? And the answer is probably no at 13, because you're going to have the group of five team. And then
which would be Tulane right now.
And my poor Longhorns at 17.
Well, that's the other big takeaway.
Yeah.
Down goes Texas. And by that, not just the loss to Georgia where they got rolled in the fourth quarter by Kirby Smart, but that's it. It's over.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, they who's number three in the country? Texas A&M. So what happens if they win that game?
I don't think it gets them back into the top 12. I think this was it for Texas.
They might be ranked in the top 12. You're saying they won't make the field.
I don't think they're going to make the field. They're going to get blocked by the Group of Five champion, the ACC champion. We'll see what happens with the Big 12. You know, the Big 12 is a lot, there's some depth there. Texas Tech is now ranked fifth in the country in the college football playoff, so there's a lot of respect there. You know, BYU and Utah are now at 11-12. I just think that's it for Texas. And as far as the college football playoff rankings are concerned, and I think it's officially a flop for Arch's first season as a full-time starter.
Oh, my God, flop. Remember there was that story in The Athletic about college's first big bust? Are we still going there, the word flop?
Well, I'm just saying this season, if Texas is out of the college football playoff ranking, it's a disaster. Arch did get better as the season went on, so I'll give you that. I mean, I'd hope so. It couldn't get much worse off some of these games. But if you're talking about where the expectations were and then where they are now, yeah, absolutely. That's a major disappointment.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Of course, if you compare it to where they were in the beginning, the real problem for Texas was whoever scheduled going to Ohio State in week one. I don't know what year that was. I was just Googling, when did they announce that? Obviously, that's a mistake programs will never make moving forward. Like, those games are done.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because it's actually helping Notre Dame. Think about it. Notre Dame right now is still ranked ninth, and part of the reason is because, according to who's the committee chair now? That guy was sweating bullets last night. I think he might need to be get replaced. Hunter Yurecek from Arkansas. He's saying that Miami has worse losses than Notre Dame, which is why they're ranked behind Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame lost to Miami head-to-head. They're saying Miami lost to SMU in overtime and lost to Louisville, and those losses are worse than Notre Dame losing to Texas A&M in Miami. So a good loss, air quotes, could help you.
Well, you know what's actually kind of meaningless? Any words that comes out of that idiot's mouth. So that's ridiculous. It's called the gold helmet he's wearing. And the scheduling. Honestly, if you think for 1 second that any AD who schedules a trip to Ohio State in week one, like, that is not going to happen anymore. The Notre Dame's law. Notre Dame has to get somebody on their schedule, so they'll have big schools in the first couple weeks. But no way. This is a strong message. Because if Texas was, what are they, 7-3 now? If they were 7-2 with the SEC, they'd be right where all the other two-loss SEC teams are, and they'd be in the bracket. Like, that, there's no way a team like Texas is going to go on the road to Ohio State. Like, those games are gone for September. Maybe next year, maybe some are already scheduled for the next couple of years, but you'd be out of your job if you were an AD who scheduled a top 10 game early in the season. What kind of moron would do that?
Idiots, morons, the whole
deal. Well, it's college football. This is basically like, this is not the sharpest group, the committee. What do you think they are?
Well,
they're just holding on for dear life, trying to get Notre Dame and other big brands in there.
Right, and that'd be like, that's understanding the assignment, as they say. But here's my question about, quickly. So Notre Dame ranked...
Smile, jabroni!
Notre Dame ranked ninth, now ahead of Alabama, who fell to 10th after they lost again by 2 points at home to Oklahoma. And like on a field goal, basically, you know. Notre Dame is below Alabama in strength of record and in strength of schedule by a lot. So like they said that they were going to look at different metrics this year and that they were going to involve strength of schedule. And clearly they're just not doing it.
No.
And what I would love for these weekly ridiculous exercises where we have a backup AD who's now spouting these inconsistencies because the first AD had to take a leave of absence for some kind of personal scandal that he's dealing with. So college football.
Yeah.
But how about this? You have former coaches who are on this committee. You have people who actually have experience speaking into a camera.
Right.
And can communicate things clearly. How about put one of those guys up? I think Mark D'Antonio, the former Michigan State head coach, is on this committee. How about get Coach D'Antonio to come out here and tell us what's going on? I'll do you one better. Put Reese Davis in the room. He can interpret all this data, and then he can explain it to us as a professional broadcaster. To put that guy out there who was sweating like he knew the nuclear codes. I'm like, dude, you got to like pull it together.
Well, I like your idea of coaches because college football coaches are professional liars.
Professional liars. Get them out there.
Reese, I don't think Reese can lie as easily. I think get a coach out there so you'll just know whatever he's saying is completely self-serving.
At least
it's a sport that's designed for college coaches to be self-serving and out-recruit other teams. So he'll recruit you and be like, yeah, he'll sell this vision.
It would help them. Just a little. That's a free one for the committee. Anyway, asking you to take a couple questions. Number one, is Notre Dame ranked too high? Again, they are ninth, and so they are ahead of a Miami team that beat them.
Right.
They are ahead of a Alabama team that has four more quality wins than they do.
I mean, Notre Dame's schedule is hysterical. It just turned out to be so bad. I don't know if that's totally their fault, but it's going to be epically bad. What's the combined record of the teams they beat? It's terrible.
Well, how about this? I mean, again, I'll be outraged on behalf of Alabama, a place I'm not usually in. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's call it what it is. They've got better wins on their schedule than anything Oregon's got. They've got better wins on their schedule than Ole Miss. And yet they're still behind them significantly. Now, we got a big game coming up this weekend, Pearl. Oregon-USC.
Not really. Oregon's going to kill them. No, USC being above Texas is crazy to me. Like Texas, yeah. USC is not great. I've watched them play a lot. I don't know why the committee is in love with them. I think it's to beef up the teams that...
It's to beef up Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It's the only ranked win that Notre Dame has on the schedule.
Then again, Oregon is a very unpredictable team this year, so we'll see. But I think, for example, you said Texas is stuck at 17. USC is going to lose to Oregon at Oregon, you think, on the road. And then that's one team they'll jump. There's a bunch of teams that I'm looking at Texas to get at least make a conversation. And then to me, I'm looking at Miami. What is that ultimately, that conversation going to be? Because they'll probably be the number one team left out.
Yeah, well, they're doing this thing.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about the College Football Playoff Committee rankings that came out last night. Third of six. We're getting to the end, mercifully, of these dumb exercises. But they said something about tiers. And somehow Miami could find themselves in a tier with Notre Dame. And when they get to that tier, Pearl, this magical, mythical tier, that I guess beating, who's even left on Miami's schedule?
You got Virginia Tech and you got Pitt left.
All right. So apparently.
James Franklin's Va-Tech.
He's not going to be coaching it, though, right? No.
No.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. If somehow you reach this magical tier, which I guess is winning in Pittsburgh in cold weather, or I don't know what it is, then you get to somehow be close to Notre Dame, and then the head-to-head finally matters, Pearl.
Yeah, this Pittsburgh win that Miami will hopefully get for them, that is going to look a lot different than Notre Dame beating a quote-unquote a ranked Pittsburgh and then game day went there.
Because
Pittsburgh's probably going to lose at Georgia Tech, and then Pittsburgh will ultimately be 7-5. So they're... EJ shaking your head, but the reality is that win just... I love the way college football works. Like a win that looks good at one point then looks worse later in the season if that team falls apart. And I'm sorry, I think Pitt is ending up right around 500. There's not going to be like a ranked win. EJ, you disagree? Or?
No, I'm going crazy because you're 100% right.
Yes, he is.
And this system is bogus because there are certain wins early in the season that matter, that they value.
Not the
but
word
then
you use.
Certain games that they don't matter. So again, Notre Dame beats a quote-unquote ranked Pitt. Well, that's going to be all. It's a ranked win. And then when Miami beats Pitt when they're not that great, they've already lost several games. I mean, Alabama, and I think Maggie's right. Like, Alabama, I think, is underrated in terms of this ranking. But, like, they lost to Florida State.
Who's 5-5.
Right, who's awful.
Like, in the opener, guys.
But, wow. This is the season,
but,
man.
No, I know, but this is the same thing. Notre Dame lost to Miami in the opener, and it feels like that doesn't matter either.
So why does a Texas loss to Ohio State matter so much?
I don't think it does. I think Texas's loss to Florida is what is dooming them, and the loss to Georgia is what's dooming them, not the loss to Ohio State.
But there's two lost SEC teams ahead of them that they beat. So like, obviously not. Oklahoma and Vanderbilt are ahead of them. So you're saying it clearly doomed them. There's no argument against that. Why would they be right below Oklahoma?
No, I think it's that you cannot excuse that Florida loss. That's it. because I do think they would overlook the Ohio State, or I think they would at least, you know, not drop them to 17.
Right, but if they didn't have that loss on their resume, they would be probably still in the field.
And to be honest, I mean, before this week when they got killed by Georgia, that loss wasn't hurting Texas.
It wasn't hurting them at all.
So what's the message this committee is sending? I have no idea. There's so much inconsistency. I mean, this jerk, he went up there yesterday. He went up there yesterday and said, well, Notre Dame has better losses than Miami, so that's why Notre Dame's ahead. Even though Miami's one of the losses. Like, that makes no sense. Miami beating Notre Dame is literally hurting Miami against the team they're going up against in the committee. It doesn't make any sense.
I know, EJ, this guy didn't know what planet he was on last night. He was so, like, not ready for... Listen, we've all been there. You got an earpiece in your ear. You're talking directly to a camera. Reese Davis is putting you over the coals, I guess. And... he was lost. You could see the sweat forming.
Mm. I mean, he looked like Patrick Ewing in the fourth quarter in 1994. Get somebody else in there who can at least explain some of this stuff. Yeah. I mean,
they cut him short, too. Usually they have like six or seven questions.
Like two questions.
They gave that guy the hook like it was amateur night at the Apollo. Sweep him off the stage.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
And we're focused too much on that guy.
This is bad for college football because, like Perloff is mentioning, these early matchups that we got excited for, that were great matchups. That Notre Dame-Miami game was a big fight feel. That Alabama-Florida State game was a big feel. Like, those were awesome moments. Now we're in 2-3 years. Whenever we get to the point when the schedule's open, the first 4 weeks are going to be like NFL preseason.
Yep.
It's going to be not worth watching. Like, what? Like, if you're going to say that all these games matter and it's a body of work, then it can't be, well, just because you lost in the first week of the season, that doesn't matter, but you lose later, then it does matter. You have to take the whole thing into consideration. Otherwise, it'd have them just play an 8-game season.
EJ, you're costing schools like Sam Houston money here because they're going to get a lot of major million-dollar paydays to pay ranked teams.
I know, yeah, they're going to be in the Big Ten and SEC by the time this is all over.
Yeah, I know they're going to play. I mean, seriously,
bring them in.
If I was an AD at an SEC school or a Big Ten school, I would just look at Notre Dame and be like, how do we get that schedule? Service academies, come on, baby.
Navy was ranked. That was
Ivy
considered
League,
a good
come
win
on,
for
baby.
Them because Navy beat
Ivy
USF.
League. Yeah, I know Navy's ranked every year until they get destroyed by Notre Dame.
I don't know. They beat USF, which is at one time was one of Miami's big wins.
But Miami wasn't getting credit for it. Like, no. Notre Dame gets credit for wins against ranked non-Power 5 schools. And so, they beat Navy. They're ranked. Well, Miami beat South Florida. They were top 12. They were top 10. They just finished beating off Florida. Like, at what point are you going to start actually judging the stuff that's happening? I can't deal with it with these
man,
guys.
If I'm Alabama and Oklahoma, I would just call the Purdue AD, get a home and home forever. Purdue, get Purdue, Maryland, Rutgers, somehow do a crossover to get into that. You have to get access to the bottom of that Big Ten. I don't know what happened to that. That is obviously a major, major factor here. These basketball schools who don't care about football, get into that game, and then you're gold. Then you're going to win a title. Although, by the way, Notre Dame does not deserve to be there, but man, would I not want to play Notre Dame.
No, well, that's the thing. They keep saying it's like eye test, but...
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Notre Dame might not end up deserving because of their strength of schedule, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be awesome once they get to the playoff, which is the funny thing about this whole conversation.
It's hilarious, and I love... It's like the air quotes punishment for Notre Dame is going to be going on the road to play probably a team that is a cold weather team, maybe, so it's not even going to be that bad.
Yeah, I would think... there's so much parity in college football right now. I don't think that the rankings really matter. I don't... Except for the ACC school and the Group of Five school, I think everyone's going to have a great, and the Big 12 school, the SEC and the Big 10 teams, you tell me who's a favorite over anybody. Like, you have no idea. I think it's going to be a wild, wild west.
I know, but just remember last year, and I'm not saying just because it happened last year, it's going to happen this year, but everyone who got a home game in that first round of last year, I mean, they steamrolled.
Yeah, but there was some bad weather for SMU, and like a lot of things happened.
Tennessee had to go to Ohio State. They lost by a lot.
I think there's more parity this year. For example, Texas A&M is number three. They were down 27-3 to South Carolina, who's 3-6. What else do you need to know about this year? Anything could happen. That is going to be, it's going to be Kirby Smart. It's going to come down to Kirby Smart fourth down call in the semifinal. There's just so much parity right now that I don't think it really matters once you get into the field. You're right about that home road. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But once you get into that final four, good luck predicting this one.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You're welcome to weigh in on these rankings. I'm now suddenly an Alabama defender. Didn't think I'd find myself here, but they are getting absolutely screwed. I mean, to drop that far after losing by 2 points to Oklahoma, considering they probably have the single best win of the entire college football season? I don't know. Seemed a little harsh to me. But anyway, also Notre Dame, are they ranked way too high? And if you are a Miami fan like EJ, you're welcome to call in and complain. Safe space, everybody. Other things that are going on today. We've got major NFL news for you. We've got college football coaching news for you, including Lane Kiffin now setting the record straight, Pearl, maybe, about his future at Ole Miss, sort of.
It's not how I heard that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
And LeBron was back last night, everybody. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Maggie and Pearl Off Show. Call in with your gripes about college football.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Heated argument over the college football playoff ranking. Maggie's upset about Alabama, and I'm upset about Texas. And I'm upset. I understand why they're 17, but, I mean, they screwed up. They never should have had that Ohio State game in there to week one, which, by the way, came down to a couple plays. And I am also a Texas apologist. I know they lost 35-10 to Georgia. There literally were two plays that changed that entire game. They Texas down 14-10, and Georgia hit a fourth down play, then the onside kick. I think the win probability shifted towards Texas when they were up down 14-10. They obviously figured out their offense, and then Arch didn't get on the field for 14 minutes. It was the most bizarre game ever. Granted, Kirby's smart, but Texas is going to probably not make it in, but at 17, they'll climb up to about 12, and then their fans are going to be mad.
Let's go to the phones. We asked you, what are you mad about with college football today? Got a couple things. Jeff's in Dallas. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Perloff, I'm listening to you, man. You're hung up on these bad losses or tough schedule stuff. Man, Texas took two games into overtime against unranked teams. Like, that's those bad wins.
Sorry, Jeff, where I come from, a win is what matters, not how you win. A win counts, doesn't it? So you're a pure eye test, like, prettiest win.
Ask AJ Brown about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's Jeff, I don't know if you're pure eye test, but it was at Kentucky and at Mississippi State. It's not like you took, you know, it wasn't Oklahoma. Well, they beat Oklahoma, but it wasn't Georgia who they took to overtime like Tennessee did.
I'm just saying, if you're favored and you want to be that team that Texas is supposed to be, then you take care of teams like that. I mean, that's what the
Well, that's a reality.
It's supposed to be right. Eye test, like how you win matters, not just that you win.
Well, so. Jeff, I agree. The team's not that great. I mean, their O line is still a disaster, and their receivers can't catch. So, Arch is on fire, though. Arch's analytics numbers are growing like crazy. He had an 82% completion percentage adjusted after drops last week. When he's not getting sacked by nine different guys, he's very, very good. So at least they fixed Arch for to a large extent. That's something. If I'm Texas, I'm feeling good. Just get a completely new offensive line in next year, and you'll be number one again and probably disappointed.
Oh, lovely. I'm sure they can't wait for that. Meanwhile, we do have a little nugget here on Steve Sarkisian's future. Meanwhile, Jim is in South Carolina. Jim, big Notre Dame fan.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. I just had to call in because, you know, just had to kind of lean on the other side from where it seems like everybody there in that studio is ready to take pitchforks and torches to my Irish. But
yeah, is it that obvious?
But that's okay. I mean, I understand there's a lot of thought out there like that. But if Notre Dame played Miami today, okay, where both teams are, how both teams are playing, who would win?
Where's the game?
Who would win?
Well, probably Notre Dame would certainly be favored. Sure.
Okay. And you know, because the ACC turned out this year to be weaker than the group of five teams, Notre Dame is committed to playing five of those ACC teams. And I think you said it right when you said what team out there right now, maybe outside of Ohio State, maybe outside of Indiana that wants revenge, who would want to face Notre Dame in the playoffs right now? No one. Because they are playing the best ball they played all year.
Yeah, but they still have losses. Like, that's the thing, Jim. I think what people are going to say, you know, that you just acknowledge easy-ish schedule, right? Because the ACC was down this year, and they do have losses. Listen, I'll credit Notre Dame because they do schedule fun games at the beginning of the season, but those games matter. And if you are a Miami fan, you're like, what the heck? How are we not in the same tier, according to the Arkansas AD last night on TV? How are we not in the same tier as Notre Dame when we beat Notre Dame?
Yeah, and I mean, I get that argument, but there again, if they replayed that game today, I think if they also replayed the A&M game today at a neutral site, those games may end up differently because Notre Dame is playing better ball. Miami, you know, has turned out to be what everybody thought they would be when they have who they have at quarterback. He's playing like he played at Georgia.
Jim, let me ask you a question. Jim, can I ask you a question? Who is the best player on Notre Dame right now? Like the
Jeremiah Lowe.
Right.
Jeremiah Lowe.
What did he do against Miami? He could barely get past the line. He got stuffed. What did he do against A&M? Yeah. He was totally ineffective. Now he just romps over these bad teams. So you could make an argument that Jeremiah Lowe has built a resume on cupcakes and did not do anything against Miami. So I'm not sure that, by the way, and I agree Notre Dame's playing much better, but we don't know that how they match up against great teams because they weren't able to run on Miami. So I'm not sure I totally agree.
Jim, thank you so much for the phone call. And the other thing too about A&M, yes, it took a, you know, big time comeback against South Carolina. I get that last week, but before that, A&M was cruising. So.
No, A&M is a totally erratic team. You have no idea what's going to happen. A&M, they were cruising, but they, you know, 45-42 Arkansas had that game, for example.
Whatever.
They
thumped
wild
LSU
team.
At LSU.
LSU's
thumped
terrible.
Mizzou.
I'm just saying.
You're talking about eye test.
But A&M's a wild ride. You will admit that.
It's hard to defend them after this week when they needed an all-time comeback. EJ, you want rebuttal against Jim, the Notre Dame fan, who made some good points.
I mean, listen, but like this idea in Miami, and they've won three of the last five games, but they've won two in a row. The last two games, they won by a combined like 60 plus points. There's this like narrative that like, oh, Miami's just losing every week and every game is a barn burner down the stretch when that hasn't been the case. They lost two games on the final play, on the, one of them being on the road to an SMU team that, by the way, could be ranked. Like, the fact that they're not ranked is just the committee deciding not to make them ranked. They're 7-3. They have decent wins. They only have one loss in the ACC. There's no reason why SMU can't be ranked. They're just deciding not to make them ranked.
Yeah, I guess if I were Jim here to defend the Notre Dame side of this, just devil's advocate, I mean, Notre Dame is also thumping people. Like, if you want to say Miami is winning by margin, I mean, so is Notre Dame.
But who are they? Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but like, who did Miami?
Who are either of the beating? That's what I'm saying.
At this point, if you're talking about like the last two games or, you know, since November.
Listen, when they played NC State a couple weeks ago, that was a 10-7 game at halftime. Miami had that team. That team didn't get past the 50-yard line last week. So, I mean, what do we, like, again, like, I'm not expecting every Notre Dame fan to be watching every Miami game. Just, I'm not watching every Notre Dame game. But, like, we got to be fair with what we're talking about, what's happening in Miami. Yes, they lost two games. And Jim can talk all he wants about the quarterback and Carson Beck regressing. You know what hasn't regressed? The defense. And like Perloff mentioned, Love did nothing against Miami. Miami's defense has been phenomenal all season. There's no reason to believe Miami wouldn't also have a good chance of stopping Jeremiah Love again.
By the way, is he going to win the Heisman? We'll get to that in just a little bit. I know Fernando Mendoza is a bit of a favorite, but Love is has got some crazy numbers. Let's get to Andrew Bogus, who's got the latest headlines for us on this very busy Wednesday.
Guys, good morning. All the headlines sponsored by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
Don't forget, you know I had two sides. Right?
And get $50 bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. He was very much back last night.
Biggest deficit was 11. Well, here we go. Welcome back.
LeBron scratches for the first time.
There we go. That all-time LeBron leading total day. Has just had three added to it.
That's from Lakers TV. LeBron, 11 points, 12 assists in 30 minutes in his delayed season debut thanks to that pesky sciatica.
And as the game went on, my win got a lot better. Caught my second win, caught my third win. Rhythm is still coming back, obviously. First game in quite almost 7 months. So, you know, everything that happened tonight was as expected.
All the Lakers needed second and third wins coming from behind to beat the Jazz 140-126 in L.A. last night. By playing in this game, LeBron became the first player ever to appear in a 23rd NBA season.
Wow, good for La Sciatica.
Imagine what it's like to have a third wind. I've never even experienced that before. Maybe a second wind.
I'd hardly have a first win.
I have a third win.
The slightly less old Steph Curry scored 34 last night, but his Warriors lose in Orlando 121-113. And those Pistons now on an 11-game win streak, 120-112 in Atlanta. Cade Cunningham, 25 points, 10 assists in his first game in a week. The college kids had MSG to themselves last night. The annual Champions Classic had number 17 Michigan State pounding number 12 Kentucky 83-66, then ninth-ranked Duke handled number 24 Kansas 78-66. The Jayhawks once again did not have potential number one pick next summer, Darren Peterson, because of a hamstring injury. As the dust settles on another CFP rankings reveal, we would have Texas Tech, Tulane, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Miami, and Oregon, Alabama in round one. Ohio State, meanwhile, remains number one and will probably be there next week as well since they're playing Rutgers Saturday. The Buckeyes will not say if Jeremiah Smith or Carnell Tate will be out there for that one. Both receivers have unspecified injuries. Smith has been playing. Tate, though, has missed their last two games. Trent Grisham choosing true love over fame and fortune. The Yankee center fielder accepting his $22 million qualifying offer to remain in the Bronx as close to Manny as possible instead of finding a richer, longer-term deal elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know about $22 million for him.
Suddenly not such a big fan.
That's a lot of money for a fourth outfielder.
Tigers infielder Gleyber Torres, Cubs lefty Shota Imanaga, and Brewers righty Brandon Woodruff also accepting their qualifying offers. Nine other pending free agents did not, so their current teams, I guess their former teams, would get a draft pick if they sign elsewhere.
Is the mustache worth $4 million alone out of that 22? I think it's a bargain.
Come on, don't be so cheap. It's like seven.
What's funny is that, you know, because I think we can talk about this because there's Yankee fans all over the country and all over the world, but this is where the Yankees are at, where I think, Manny, why you're worried about Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer and playing for $20-plus million is because I think you're really concerned it may prohibit the Yankees from signing Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Think about that.
That's definitely a problem as
Sorry
well.
To show.
Monetarily, it doesn't really make sense to try to get Cody Bellinger. You might have to move some money around, and it also kind of backstops Spencer Jones, who's a prospect that the Yankees have. But why should I believe in any Yankee prospects? Because they've stunk over
you
the last
decade.
You
sound like a Pirates fan right now. Mm. Like, oh my gosh, if we have if we signed one guy for $20 million, that's it. That's the budget. Yeah, hey, Yankees.
Hey, you know what? The Yankees, Pirates, same. I've always said that since 1960.
I think unless I'm misunderstanding the entire system, the Yankees didn't have to offer him this deal.
No, not at all.
So don't you think that they know that they could afford him and Cody Bellinger?
No, I don't think they do know that.
I think they're surprised that maybe he accepted. This is like if you ask somebody to the prom and you're not expecting them to say yes and then they do. Or I'm trying to think of another
example.
Well,
it's like the thing like a lawyer, don't ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
like
that's better.
The Yankees, if they didn't want him, they should have just not put this on him and have the risk of him staying.
They killed his free agent market.
The comp fourth round pick, though, that was worth the $22 million somehow for Brian Cashman.
Why do you want Cody Bellinger so bad?
Because he's a good baseball player.
He's a very good baseball player. Check out his analytics, dude.
Who cares about
that? That guy swings at everything.
Who cares about the analytics, bro? Have you seen him swing a bat? It's perfect for Yankee Stadium. Who cares about the analytics? I have the on-base percentage.
I feel like he gets out all the time.
Who cares about the on-base percentage when he's hitting the ball out of Yankee Stadium? It's 314 down the right field line. He has a great swing for Yankee Stadium. I don't need analytics when it comes to Cody Bellinger. I've got my ojos, my eyes.
Is it the key to baseball walking all the time and having guys with high analytics numbers like OPS and OBP?
Well, I feel like that's old news. So we're not doing Moneyball anymore.
So great, Perloff. He gets on base. He's probably going to run himself into an out because he's a Yankee.
Okay, who's the best team in baseball? Who's the best team in baseball?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
And what did they think of Cody Bellinger?
Not too much. I mean, the Chicago Cubs also didn't think much of Cody Bellinger.
Because the guy is not
a
modern player.
He's also a former MVP, sir.
You just like the home runs.
I do like dingers.
Also, like, when did Cody Bellinger become like Ray Ordonez? He had a good offensive year last year.
He was good this year. There was a time where people were confused why he wasn't good anymore.
Well, he had a shoulder injury. Yeah, so like 2 years to come back.
There's some inconsistency, I guess, in here, but he's worth paying a certain amount of money for.
He had 272 this year with a 334 OBP. Those are way too close for me. Like, that means that he was not walking at all.
Right, but his OPS is over 100. That's not bad.
No, he was not bad this year, but I mean, still, that's obviously not ideal in today's game. To have an OBP of 334 is a... That's a lot of outs.
Yeah, but he's still a good player.
And he's a great defensive player. I mean, yes, at multiple positions.
I think you're paying a lot of money for things that might not help you as much as you think. That's how I build a team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more of a money ball guy. I didn't know money ball was out.
Because the Phillies are definitely saving pennies over there.
Schwarber, what is his on-base percentage? He strikes out or hits a home run.
I'm talking about Bryce Harper and Trey Turner and the three pitchers you have that are on huge contracts.
What was Cody Bellinger's OBP?
334.
365 for Kyle Schwarber. 30
right,
points
he almost
higher.
Won the MVP. So, like, it wasn't like he was like
that. Yeah, that's Kyle Schwarber. That's amazing that he even got to 365.
Right, but why is Kyle Schwarber in Philly? Because he has the perfect swing for that bandbox of a stadium,
yeah,
Pearl.
A
come on.
But still, Cody Bellinger's got to take a few more pitches here.
That's what I just
here.
Said with Cody.
Yeah, it's just a style play. You know, Cody Bellinger is like a 9-year-old loves that guy because he hits so many home runs.
Yeah,
but
I am 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Anything else?
I mean, I was going to be nice to Perloff, but I kind of don't want to. But anyway, here you go.
Into the corner. Here's Bernard making moves. Knocked off a stick. He's able to recover. He'll try it from his own zone for the hat trick. He's got it. Connor Bernard. Second career hat trick. 5-2 Hawks.
Yes, the honorary Perloff son, Connor Bedard, a hat trick in a 5-2 Chicago win over Calgary.
If you really want to get annoyed by a take by me, I did some NBA scouting last night.
Mm.
What's the deal with Cameron Boozer? I know EJ knows. Like,
What's the deal with him?
He's 6'9". Can he dunk? Does he get over the rim ever? That dude is glued to the ground.
I mean, he's not like a high flyer, but he can dunk. Ask me, obvious question.
Yeah. I read a headline that Carlos Boozer's son was going to be the number one pick.
Boozer is much of a dunker.
Yeah, I know. He plays like his dad.
Yeah.
You can't be the number one pick and play like that, right? So I think the number one pick thing, based on my 15 minutes of watching Duke last night, feels a little overstated. I feel like his name is selling him a little more than his actual play.
That's wild to me.
I don't know. The dude plays a little bit under the rim. He's like a shifty older guy who's 18 years old.
I mean, the comparison is Paolo Banchero, and Paolo Banchero is not some
crazy dunker. Yeah.
And he was
that's a high comparison.
He's averaging like, 25 points a game as a freshman? Like, he's putting up the numbers.
That's a high comparison. Well, if he's Paolo Banchero, then I take it back.
But I mean, there's no one player coming out of high school. He's him. He's supposed to be a star.
I don't know.
Pearl didn't like what he saw from the Garden last night. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, lots more to do, including you're still welcome to call in with your gripes about the College Football Playoff Committee. Phone lines open for you. Also, some injury news to quarterbacks that you must know about before this weekend's NFL action.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. We're asking you to call in with your gripes about the College Football Playoff Committee, but I want to quickly go to our pal Kevin in San Antonio. Kevin, good morning, sir. How are you?
Perloff, you are correct. You are very correct about Texas. They need an offensive line and they need to go back to the drawing board. Now, for Miami, they need to go back to the drawing board too, because you will see college football is going to be very interesting. The small schools go get into the tournament, just like the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
And they may be an upset. Wait, Kevin. So Kevin is, love Kevin, been a loyal listener of the show for many, many years as we moved to mornings and really became friends with Kevin, you know, from a distance. Obviously, he's in San Antonio. Sends us a picture of his breakfast every morning to maggieandperloff@gmail.com. Kevin, these photos from your 40th high school reunion, these women are smoking hot. Are you single?
No, yeah, I'm divorced. Okay. I'm divorced.
But you're out there.
Yeah. Everybody would ask me, "Oh, LaBelle's getting all these women on it." I was very popular in high school. I played football,
yep,
and everything else. And you know, and I was saying to some people that some people are gonna make it, some people not. So I decided to go to the class reunion. It was a lot of people I know. We had a good time in high school.
Oh, it looks like it. I'm telling you, I think Charles Barkley did a disservice to women in San Antonio, because he has this funny bit about women in San Antonio. These women are gorgeous. Everyone is aging beautifully. Pearl, look at this. Look at these women. That Kevin's surrounded by six women in this photo, five women in this photo. They're beautiful. Oh,
I've seen better. Sorry, Kevin, I can't see. I'm just kidding.
Kevin, thank you for the phone call. Keep the photos. Take a closer look. Look at these ladies. That's a 40th high school reunion, Pearl. Are they looking like that at Lower Merion?
I'm not shallow, so I really want to know about their personality.
Oh, be as shallow as a children's pool. Come on.
I mean, the headline here is Kevin wearing a Gale Sayers jersey?
Yes, he is.
That's whack.
I mean, why do you think all these women are just, they're all around him?
I don't know.
Big old women.
They're pretty.
I'm not going to comment on the women in Kevin's photo.
Do it.
I'm not it out on the internet.
I'm not.
That's all peer pressure, Pearl.
No, you can't put that out on the internet. Evaluate these women.
No.
What are you, like a hot or not?
I do. That's my entire shtick.
Honestly, that's what Facebook was originally invented for. Amen. Let's not go back to the Stone Age.
They seem like lovely women. I am not going to comment on their looks.
Meanwhile,
lots of personality, right, Pearl?
Pearl will call LeBron James fat and not even think twice about it.
A moron earlier.
I love it.
He called what? Oh, the committee?
Yeah.
I mean, that's hot. Anyone who thinks the committee is not a bunch of idiots, that's a hot take. Like, does anybody have faith in that committee?
Also, how about this for Kevin? Peanut butter flavored pancakes. Anyone?
Ooh, that sounds
anyone?
Amazing.
Yeah, they look pretty
well,
good.
Well, actually, no. Yeah. If I were to do pancakes, I'm taking all those calories. I'm not complicating it with peanut butter. I would just go, I'm more of a straight syrup guy and maybe bananas.
How about this? This is going to be speaking your language. Kevin made homemade waffles, Pearl, but it looks like that's bacon in between. He turned them into sandwiches, like bacon, egg, and cheese with the waffle as the bread.
Now that sounds, that's
no wonder all these women are all around him.
Texas cooking right there.
Kind of like the waffle and chicken craze.
Yes, chicken and waffles for brunch is undefeated.
That's also very good.
Oh, man. I'm telling
Somebody's
you.
Somebody's hungry, by the way.
I'm starving.
You're buying breakfast?
I brought it.
Damn it.
I know. Good for Kevin.
By the way, he's not dating these women.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you don't know what happened. I don't know what happened that night. But here's the thing.
A gentleman never tells.
40th high school reunion. I mean, that's dicey, right? Like, some people are going to...
What you trying to say?
I'm just saying, like, that's going to be... There's probably going to be a wide variety of how people have done over the last 40 years since high school. You know, 10-year reunion, 20-year reunion, everyone's hanging on.
So Kevin's in San Antonio. Why is he wearing a Gale Sayers jersey again? Sorry, did I miss something?
Well,
like, what do you wear to your high school reunion?
He looks cool.
He just did it for the swag.
Why don't you wear a Texas kind of uniform, like Ricky Williams?
You got to be different.
Yeah, Ricky Williams is not his time. He's at a 60th. He's at a 40th high school reunion. He's 60 years old.
Yeah, but Gale Sayers, the Kansas Comet. I just think that's an odd choice. If I was going to wear a jersey to my reunion, it'd have to be, for example, the Eagles.
But you'd wear Randall Cunningham, someone from your time.
Yeah, but 40th high school reunion, I don't think Gale Sayers was that time either for Kevin.
Maybe
Gale Sayers
was playing
in like 1960.
Right. Well, I'm not doing this math, but what would he be, 5 or 6? Yeah. He could have been a Gale Sayers fan as a kid.
I just think also wearing a football jersey to your high school reunion,
I think that's
where
awesome.
I would go. I'd wear a suit, like a jacket.
Yeah, but that's because you're you. Wait,
do you
go to high school reunions or no?
No, I've never been to one.
Neither have I.
I'm literally straight out of high school, so
you haven't had one yet.
I have no comment.
Boo.
I've been to one.
How'd it go?
It was cool.
But see,
it was weird though.
You're 10 years out, right?
No, I'm now. I'm 15 now.
But you went to a 10 year.
No, I went to the 5.
Oh, you went to the 5. Okay, but
I didn't go to the 10.
Everyone's kind of around still. Like, I don't think anyone's looking different or. Oh okay. Never mind.
Stand corrected,
Maggie.
My
bad.
5 years is a lot of time.
Is it?
Freshman 15, sophomore 20. Yeah. It's a lot of time.
People get fat, Maggie. Yeah. That's what EJ's trying to say.
No, I was picking up what you were putting
It's not the greatest place if you're not a single person to go.
It's not a good place if you're in a relationship?
If you're not single,
If you're not single. Okay. Tyrone in Dallas. Tyrone, you go to your high school reunion?
No, I never go to my high school reunion. I don't like those weirdos. But I want to, first of all, I want to say good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
And number two, I want to say, EJ, I got this, man, to Collar Jim. Say, man, if Notre Dame played Miami again, I don't care if it was at Notre Dame, I don't care if it was at Miami, I don't care if it was at the moon, I don't care if it was at the parking lot at my job. Miami, a boat race, Notre Dame. I'm telling you, it is what it is. Because one thing about Notre Dame, and it's the reason why they always lose in the playoffs, because when they play a physical team, they're too finesse. They're not a physical team. That's why they always crap out. So, Jim, to answer your question, yes, Miami would beat them. The only reason why Miami...
Tyrone, they went to the national championship.
All they did was run over people last year with Riley Leonard. They didn't even pass the ball once the entire playoff.
That's okay. And then when they played Ohio State, who was more of a more physical team, they punked them.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the championship game.
They absolutely punked them.
Yeah.
Tyrone, that's fine.
We're up against it.
They went through a bunch of finesse teams to get to the championship game. Well,
thank you for that.
That's funny. I think of that Notre Dame last year. They couldn't throw the ball. So how is that a finesse team?
Doesn't want to go to his high school reunion with those weirdos. That's funny. 888-710-4ISN. Call in with your college football gripes. And coming up next, we're going to do the great debate a little early. Hold tight.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.